IDF pulls back to ceasefire positions as Trump agreement takes effect. By Joel B. Polak on October 10, 2025. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, pulled troops out of Gaza and withdrew to agreed ceasefire lines within the territory as a ceasefire with Hamas brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump took effect on Friday morning. Israel's Army Radio reported on the withdrawal, which would take place to an agreed-upon yellow line. The Times of Israel reported that the IDF intended on completing its withdrawal by noon, starting the 72-hour clock toward the release of 20 living hostages, which would occur Monday, during Trump's visit to Israel. There were scenes of celebration by Israeli troops, many of whom were reservists, and who had fought hard after leaving their families and jobs to defend their homeland against the terrorist onslaught that began on October 7, 2023. Israeli military commanders praised them, telling them they had made national history. One final IDF soldier, Sergeant First Class Michael Nagmani, fell in battle in the closing hours, killed by a sniper. Hamas terrorists also tried to abduct soldiers in the war's final day, emphasizing the continuing threat of war. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and unofficial negotiator Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, who helped negotiate the Abraham Accords in 2020, participated in Israeli cabinet meetings that sealed the deal. Israelis continued to celebrate the hostage deal, and to thank President Trump for negotiating an agreement that had seemed impossible just weeks before. Many turned to religious references to express their feelings. Given the timing of the hostage deal, which will take place during the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, Mom cited Nehemiah 8:17, and all the congregation of the returnees from the captivity made booths, Sukkot, and dwelt in the booths, for they had not done so from the days of Jeshua the son of Nun until that day, and there was exceedingly great joy. Sukkot, the festival of booths, is also known as Time of Our Joy. It is observed by building temporary dwellings, or booths. Many of these were abandoned during the October 7th attack, which also occurred during the last days of Sukkot. The joy of the holiday has been restored. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.